CBS FM.
CBS FM remembers 1974.
CBS FM 101.1 from Long Island Zone to Brooklyn Zone. A very good Friday morning to you. It's Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone. Very, very excited to be part of the CBS FM 40th anniversary celebration. We've got a lot of great memories. We've got a lot of great music. And we're going to take you back to some of the best times of your life all weekend long here on 101.1 CBS FM.
Another CBS FM 40th anniversary flashback.
Well, hello, love, and good morning, everybody. This is Ron Lundy on CBS FM in my greatest city in the world. It's 7 past 6, 6, 7 at 101 FM. CBS FM. 6:24, 24 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. This is Ron Lundy on a Wednesday morning. How you doing? So good to be with you in the greatest city in the world. Doggone it, I mean it.
Remember your favorite old oldies. 1958. 101 CBS FM.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
CBS FM 101.1, it's Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey, and this is what I like, the 40th anniversary weekend. We've been putting this thing together for so long, and it's finally here, and so many great memories. I've got to tell you, growing up, listening to CBS FM my entire life, and I was at the age of just 16 years old, one of my friends, I was working at a McDonald's in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. He said, you know, I know somebody that works for a radio station in the city. Would you like to come down? And I was always like, you know, talking up records and stuff back in the day. So we got on the B train, headed to Manhattan, and I went out to a radio station. And I don't want to say the name of it on the air, but we walked into the room, and there was this guy behind the desk by the name of Cousin Brucey. I said, you know what? I would love to do what you do. He says, pick a record out. So I went over to the wall, picked a song out of, it was on card back in the day. He said, put it in this little slot over here. Went over, pushed it in, and it was at that very moment I knew what I wanted to do. And today at 6 o'clock, you're going to hear the guy that's responsible for putting me on the radio, Cousin Brucey. Big part of this movie, too.
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
I enjoy your radio station every day, every night. Have a nice weekend. Love you guys.
101 CBS FM.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be.
Beep, 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 yeah.
CBS FM 101.1, The Beatles and Drive My Car. And on the phone, we were just talking about this guy a couple of seconds ago. Very, very, very excited to have him on the radio program this morning with me. Love that reverb in the headsets. Cousin Brucey, how are you?
Make sure you have my reverb ready.
Oh, you sound so good.
Joe, thank you. That was very nice. That's a great story. Is that really happened?
That really happened. I was 16 years old, and I came up to see you.
I am responsible for this.
You were responsible for me. And a matter of fact, when I came out with a CD a couple of years ago, I put together a dance CD. I dedicated to you in the back of the CD.
Wow, so listen, that I've seen. You're right. Absolutely, yeah. Great. Well, first of all, with all, you know, kidding around, all due respect, I'm very pleased. If I had anything to do with you being on the air, I did something good. That's good. I did something smart for a change.
Well, you're a Brooklyn guy. I'm a Brooklyn guy.
Yep.
And
where'd you grow up? You grew up in what section?
I grew up in Benson Rissner, Coney Island.
Well, yeah. That was all right. That was kind of foreign. I was Flatbush. We were royalty.
But I have to tell you, Bruce, I'll never forget that day. I walked into the studio, and you had these racks sitting around the board, and you said, pick out one of these things out of the racks. And I picked out a song. You made me slide it in the slot. It was on, you know, on a four-track. And when you made me hit that button, that was it. I was hooked.
What song? Tell me the song here.
Well, the song was At the Hop by Danny and the
no
Juniors.
No kidding.
And I'll never forget that song.
It was I love the other side. Sometimes when we're all alone, I think it was all rock.
Yeah.
I love Danny and the Juniors. Always did. Listen, you got to go back. You got a lot of work to do. I am preparing one heck of a show for tonight.
I can't wait.
Really, it's going to be fun. A lot of surprises. And the main thing is I want the audience to participate. That, to me, is the most important thing. That's one of the main reasons I told Jim Ryan I'm going to be here. I want to do this for the people.
That's right. And don't forget, everybody out there, you can call us at 1-800-367-1101. You can email us at 40, that's number 40, at WCBSFM.com. Give us all your memories. Give us all it was like growing up with the greatest station in the world. Right, Bruce?
Absolutely. Really going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. So I'll be there at 6. And Joe, hope you'll be around and give you a big hug.
Well, I'm going to be listening to you from my pool when I got a cigar all ready to go. I'm listening all night long, all right?
Boy, that's nice to be so rich.
Brucey, I love you, and I can't wait to see you when you get in later.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy boy.
Cousin Brucey!
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything, just park.
Your marketplace. Now, back to CBSFM's 40th anniversary weekend celebration. Sponsored by All American Ford, the number one volume dealer in the Northeast.
WCBSFM.
All right, come on, sing me now, right?
Come on, Dan.
Oh, it's good. That's good.
I thought you left.
No, I'm still here. I'm having so much fun here with everybody, remembering
this
all these
things.
This
has got to be a special day because at 10:01, he's out of here.
Yeah. It's a special day.
He's on the tarmac at 10:02.
I've never been a guest on my own radio station before.
Dan Taylor is here, and right now from our sister station, which is right on the opposite side of this wall here, Fresh 102.7, Jim Douglas. Jim, how are you?
Good, Joe. Thanks for having me this morning. Dan, good morning. Yep. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you, pal. It's been a while.
Good morning, guys. Look at the switchblades coming out of these guys' eyes, looking at each other, huh?
I don't know. You don't look as tired as I am. Do you work as hard as I do?
Exactly.
Jim, now you were a part of CBSFM, but you went by a different name, right?
Yes, I went by the name of Jack Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
And actually, the program director, Joe McCoy, gave me that name. Uh-huh. I came up with all these other names. I said, you'll go with this one.
I thought it was Mr. G with a new way of tax evasion or something, you know. Just change your name and keep moving around. They can't hit you.
No, they gave me the name because they didn't have to buy another jingle. Uh-huh. That's what the problem was. But actually, when I was 18 years old, I was an intern at CBSFM. And of course, many years later, I got to live that dream doing some shifts here. But the first day I was here, and Dan, this is why I asked you to come in. When I was 18 years old, I came in to answer phones. And they said to me, and I had never met Dan. They said to me, you're going to be working with Dan Taylor. I said, great. So I'm sitting there at the phone bank waiting to take phone calls. And Dan comes walking in. Of course, he's 18 years old, too. So I don't know who he is. So I said, yeah, so listen, I'm the big intern here. I'll be answering the phones for Mr. Taylor when he gets in. So all of a sudden, Dan looks at me and goes, well, I'm Mr. Taylor. Oh, okay. Great to meet you.
With that voice, you know.
That's exactly that right.
And you said, you got a face for radio, Mr. Taylor. You got a good career here. Great story. I forgot about that, Jim.
Yeah.
Thanks for remembering that.
Yeah,
that's terrific.
And you and I go way back from the time we were 18, worked a bunch of stations together.
Yep.
But you know something? The legacy that is CBSFM is alive and well, and just my little tiny part of it doing some overnights, those weekends. Thank you for having me on. I'm really honored.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here.
Jack Mitchell Douglas right here on CBSFM.
Can we take you back a little bit right now?
Sure.
All right. You ready to go back with this guy, Jim?
I'm ready, JoJo. What have you got?
It's 101.1.
CBSFM.
The greatest hits with Jack Mitchell on CBSFM.
Hey, everybody, it's your cousin Breezy, and I'd love to wish CBSFM a happy 40th anniversary.
CBS FM 101.1 with Jay and the Americans. And me, Joe Causey, on this Friday, the first leg of our 40th anniversary weekend. So many great memories. And it's all brought to us this hour from BMW, the ultimate driving machine. A lot of emails coming in at 40, that's 40, at WCBSFM.com. What's some great memories that this radio station has brought on to you for the last 40 years? Just got this one from Bruce Slutsky. He's out in Flushing, Queens. Says, Joe, I finally remember Harry Harrison's birthday book. Every year, Harry would announce my son Lee's birthday. In 2001, he announced Lee's bar mitzvah on the air. We taped it and played it back at the reception. It was such a great, great time. Congratulations on your 40th anniversary. Just got a big one from Mary Shaw out in Staten Island. Says, Joe, I got to tell you, this weekend is taking me back to some great, great times. Growing up, raising a family, and being part of New York's greatest hits. 101.1 CBS FM. Mary, thank you so much for the great email. Got you the Eagles now at CBS FM.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day.
Now, another CBS FM 40th anniversary flashback.
CBS FM 101.1, Ed Devil Woman. Oh, here, the Super 70s weekend is Cliff Richard here with Randy Davis at a quarter to late on this muggy Saturday morning, waking up, and we'll see some sun today. Not a whole lot, though. Thunderstorms possibility. Yesterday, some rumbled through with a lot of bad weather, but that's to be expected in the month of August, where we are at the beginning. I've got more of our Super 70s weekend coming right up.
Hi, this is Little Anthony here of Little Anthony Imperials, and we want to wish everybody over there at CBS FM your 40th anniversary. Oh my goodness, you guys are pretty old, maybe older than me.
CBS FM 101.1, Johnny Rivers right there. Hot as Memphis right now in the city. It's Joe Causey hanging out with you until about 12 o'clock. Just mind doing my little part of the big CBS FM 40th anniversary here. And a lot, lots and lots of great people emailing us right now at 40. It's number 40 at WCBSFM.com. Just got one from Doris. Says, Dear Joe and CBS FM, thank you for the great way to remember the magic and the music of the best times of my life. WCBS FM has always been and will always be the best window to the best music anywhere. Congratulations to all of you. And just got this one from Lois. Now, Lois writes, some of my favorite childhood musical memories were because of 101.1 CBS FM. He introduced me to Billy Joel, the Eagles, and all those great 50 artists. And I want to wish you the happiest of anniversaries and another 40 more years. Where I come from, we say, hey, Chen Don, forget about 40, you know? It's CBS FM. If you need a new mattress, why go to a furniture store? Trust Sleepy's, the mattress professionals, for the largest selection of name brands anywhere. Sleepy's, the most trusted name in mattresses. Sleepy's, the mattress professionals.
Shop with style. Shop with class. Shop like the celebrity shop.
Hi, I'm Tom Aioli, owner of the all-new Lexus of Route 10, and I'm personally inviting you to our premier event.
Kick off the summer with savings you won't believe. Come in and experience all the glamour at our grand opening. Get the status you deserve with the red carpet treatment like no other.
Lexus of Route 10 in Morris County or at LexusOfRoute10.com.
Lexus of Route 10.
Mr. G's forecast brought to us by Winthrop University Hospital. Your health means everything. All right, he says there's a heat advisory in effect for Lower Hudson Valley, Nassau, Passaic, and Bergen counties from 12 noon through 6 p.m. Saturday. Today, mostly sunny skies. Highs of 90 degrees for tonight. Partly cloudy, muggy, with lows down to 73. Right now, East Hanover has 81. East Meadow has 82. And it's 81 in Times Square with the CBS FM 40th anniversary celebration.
WCBS FM and HD1 New York. You're listening to CBS FM's 40th anniversary celebration.
WCBS FM, New York, New York.
Airchecks.com.
FM remembers 1967.
I'm not your stepping stone.
CBS FM 101.1, it's Joe Causey, hanging out with you on our 40th anniversary celebration. I always wanted to say this on one of these weekends, where all the good songs have gone. I love doing that. It's CBS FM and me. Let's go back with Sam Cooke. Good stuff at 101.
Cupid, draw back your bow. Don't you hear me?
Another CBS FM 40th anniversary flashback.
CBS FM 101.1, you're with Triple D. I've got it cranked up, enjoying that Super 70s rock and roll with you at 101.1 on our Super 70s weekend. Do your Martha Reeves imitation, Linda Ronstadt. CBS FM 101.1, that's Linda Ronstadt from the Super 70s heat wave. Sometimes we chalk these August heat waves up to those Con Ed brownouts, but if the lights all dim at your house today, it's probably Donna Summer just up to one of her old tricks, you know what I'm saying?
CBS
CBS FM 101.1 with Joe Causey on this Friday. First leg of our 40th anniversary celebration. In case you thought you missed Herb Oscar Anderson earlier this morning, you didn't. He'll be calling in live to Ron Parker this afternoon in the 1 o'clock hour. It's all part of CBS FM's 40th anniversary weekend celebration on 101.1.
From the Bronx, New York. On my 40th birthday, I was all alone. Nobody was with me. No family, no friends, nothing. And I called up CBS 101, and they played my song from 1955, Rock Around the Clock. And I hope you guys have a wonderful 40th birthday. Love you.
CBS FM 101.1 coasters right there. A little yakety yak, and it's all brought to us from the Bella Marketplace, your marketplace. It's Joe Causey hanging out with you on our first day of this incredible weekend. Lots of great music, lots of great memories, and lots of great emails coming from so many people. You can email us at 40, that's number 40, at WCBSFM.com. Just got this one. It says, congratulations on your 40th. Tom and I have been married for 42 years. Music and CBS FM has been the backdrop of our lives for so many people. As a young mom, home with three boys, you were there for me as a high school teacher. You were there for me in the car in the morning and on the commute on the way home in the afternoon. When I counseled students as a guidance and college counselor, you were there in the background. Today, before I wake up and hit the coffee machine, I turn the radio on and listen to CBS FM. This is from Jane Lee out in Rockaway. Says, Joe and CBS FM, you're my friends, and I thank you from all my heart. Great, great email. Thank you so much, Janie.
On Broadway, there's one musical that everyone loves. The New York Times says the crowd goes wild. The hits just keep coming at Jersey Boys.
Don't cry.
Said they don't cry.
what a night you'll have at Jersey Boys. Great seats are available this summer. Visit jerseyboysbroadway.com to get your tickets today.
Tonight on Yes, the Bronx Bombers are in Beantown. That means Red Sox and a rivalry that will never end. Bobby Valentine is calling the shots on the Boston side. Big Poppy is swinging the bat.
He struck him out.
The Yankees, they love this kind of baseball. New York loves this kind of baseball. You're gonna love this kind of baseball. Yankees versus Red Sox. Coverage begins tonight at 6, only on Yes.
The New Jersey Lottery Powerball jackpot is now estimated at $70 million. That's right, $70 million. The next winner could be you. Play Powerball with Power Play from the New Jersey Lottery. Give your dreams a chance.
Now, back to CBSFM's 40th anniversary weekend celebration. Sponsored by MasterCard.
WCBS Golden 101 FM.
Tokens at CBS FM with Joe Causey, and what would a 40th anniversary celebration be without the maestro himself, Big Bad Barry White on CBS FM?
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby.
CBS FM 101.1, big, big, big record from that guy, Barry White, and Can't Get Enough of Your Love. It's Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone, on our 40th anniversary celebration. And who do we got on the phone right now, huh? You there, Dion? Oh, he stepped out. Dion, you with me?
I'm with you, Joe.
There he is, a true legend, a musical legend from the Bronx, Dion DiMucci. How you doing, my friend?
I'm well. I got to represent the Bronx here. I don't, even if they, it's a great day, and congratulations, Joe. It's, you know, I don't know, CBS kept me in business all these years, you know, and they fill the airwaves with all the good sounds we made over the years, you know, so.
And you have given us some great, great music in your time. And still today, I just picked up your album with that whole, the guitar thing, with all the old stuff, with the new acoustic stuff. Very, very cool CD.
Thankful of Blues.
Oh, great, great.
Yes.
Great, great CD.
Yeah, I got, people like that. In fact, I got a song on there called Bronx Poem, which I got, on my Facebook page, I got like 22,000 comments on it, so it's like they love it, so I'm like happy about that. And
we're happy.
It was just off the top of my head, you know, you could talk forever about New York, you know, the streets are in my blood, you know, but
you got that right.
I'm like you, Joe, you know.
I understand.
I'm a record collector, and we love the food.
Well, we ate together, you and me and a lot of your friends. I ain't going to tell you who those guys are. But you are a big part of so many people's lives out there. And we thank you for being a big part of CBS FM, Dion.
Hey, all you guys out there listening, have a great day. Thank you for all your support and show. Thank you. And, you know, I can't say enough great things about CBS. They're like partners over the years. Thank you, Joe.
Dion, well, thank you for calling. Can I get a record on for you now?
Yeah, sure. Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's do it for everybody in the Bronx, for everybody in the tri-state area, from CBS FM to you. Got you the Wanderer.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down, because I'm a wanderer.
Hi, this is Denny Terrio, and I want to wish CBS FM a happy 40th birthday.
Now, another CBS FM 40th anniversary flashback.
CBS FM 101.1 with Mr. Music, Norman Knight. Hey, this is the premier show. We're broadcasting live and direct the heart of rock and roll from the home of rock and roll, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. We've got four fantastic hours of music for you tonight, and some special people we'll be talking to. So we are ready to rock on with your favorites. We go back now to the springtime, 1961. Coming out strong with the Shirelles with a major hit that was called
Mama Said There'll Be Days Like This.
Hey, everybody, it's your cousin Breezy. And I'd love to wish CBS FM a happy 40th anniversary.
When I walk through that door, every legal on my loving treated me nice.
Yeah, Elvis Presley right there, treating me nice. Oh, we're treating you nice with a 40th anniversary celebration. We are smack dab in this thing, and so many great musical memories, so many great memories going to be for you all weekend long. You can't go anywhere. Keep it here on CBS FM.
Girls got plenty good loving. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. She used to be my girl. She used to be my girl. She used to be my girl.
Choo-choo, your Tony Station.
FM 101.1 on the Beach Boys. Wouldn't it be nice if you can climb aboard the CBS FM 40th anniversary cruise? It's going to be awesome. You, me, the Bronx Wanderer is on board. Lots of great fun. Lots of great food, drink. Just go to hornblower.com and get your tickets now. Sleepy's one-day mattress sale is going on now.
Visit REI in Carle Place, East Hanover, Norwalk, Paramus, Soho, and Yonkers. 101.1
All right, Mr. G's forecast brought to us by the Villa Roma Resort and Conference Center in Calicoon, New York. Be up there in a couple of weeks, I tell ya. All right, heat advisory in effect for the lower Hudson Valley, Nassau, Passaic, and Bergen counties from noon to 3 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. Bottom line, it's going to feel like the Amazon out there. Today, mostly sunny. Highs getting up around 90 for tonight. Partly cloudy. Muggy with lows down to 73. Right now, Oceanside, 84. Eltingville is 88, and it's 83 in Times Square with the CBS FM 40th anniversary celebration. That is going to do it for me, Joe Causey. Ron Parker coming up. He's got a lot of special guests, a lot of great surprises, and some incredible memories. So get ready for me. I had a blast hanging out here with so many great people coming in the studio all morning long. And it's been 5 years that we put this thing together and brought it back. And I just got to say, this has got to be one of the greatest radio stations I have ever worked at. And I hope to be here for a long, long time. Back in New York City, Rob Parker coming up next on 101.1 CBS FM. Bye-bye. CBS FM.
CBS FM and HD1 New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to CBS FM's 40th anniversary weekend celebration.
WCBS FM New York.
FM remembers 1977.
Time now to get in on the festivities. Ron Parker, it's 12:08 in New York City. We are here. Very special weekend of WCBS FM 40th anniversary. Greatest city in the world, New York, the greatest station in the nation. CBS FM. Man, I'm so proud to be a part of this heritage radio station today. And our good friends at CBS FM coming up in a few minutes. Tommy James and Gene Cornish from The Rascal.
Another CBS FM 40th anniversary flashback.
CBS FM, Mr. and Mrs. James Taylor, or Carly Simon and James Taylor, if you prefer, from 1974, the Inez Fox song, Mockingbird, of Golden 101 with Bill Brown. Welcome back to the music of CBS FM, New York's music authority. Supremes bring it back. CBS FM with LeBlanc and LeCar and LaBille at 101 in New York. Here's La Elvis. Oh, good luck, Charm. Charmed, I'm sure.
WCBS.
Let's dance. It's the continuation of the weekend. Friday afternoon, CBS FM 101.1. Ron Parker. This weekend, we're making memories for you on 101.1. You're going to be hearing tons of legends from CBS FM. Cousin Brucey tonight. Herb Oscar going to be calling in a few minutes, too.
CBS FM, this is Nick from Levittown. Happy anniversary. Been loving you guys for the last 40 years. Hope you guys get at least 100 years more. There's just something special about this radio station. You guys just make it all so personal. Happy anniversary. Enjoy.
Working on a CBS FM 40th anniversary party. Tommy James from the Shondells, Gene Cornish, the Rascals joining us live in the studio right now here at CBS FM. Welcome, guys. Man, how cool is this? You know,
Thank you. As a little kid,
I'd be sitting there in front of my record player, and I have my Tommy James and a Shondells record on Roulette Records. I have my Rascals records there with Gene Cornish on Atlantic Records playing those things. And lo and behold, here you are, too, in front of us here on the CBS FM 40th anniversary. It doesn't get any better than
that. Well, thank you. It's great to be here with you.
It really is. You guys got a big special 40th anniversary song you'd like to entertain us
with. Well, that's true. It goes something like this.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. CBS FM 101. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Oh. This is so great.
It
and
is.
100 more. 100 you know more. That I listened to the original broadcast 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I actually remember listening to it and boy, I can't believe we're here exactly 40 years later doing this. This is great.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming up. Gene Cornish, Tommy James hanging out with us. It's the CBS FM 40th anniversary special all weekend long here at 101.1.
Now, back to CBS FM's 40th anniversary weekend celebration. Sponsored by Salino and Barnes.
Solid Gold Radio, WCBS FM.
Jackson 5, ABC, not where the other guys, CBS FM 101.1 on our 40th anniversary. Ron Parker with you, it's 12:34, and this is absolutely incredible. We just had one of our CBS FM listeners bring us this huge electrified neon sign all lit up here, 40 years, WCBS FM 101.1. Who brought it up here, Lenny?
That's our buddy Bruce in New Jersey in Totowa for Nice Neon, and it's red, white, and blue.
Oh, man, we're gonna hang this up for the next 40 years here at CBS FM. All right, joining us, special guest, Tommy James from Tommy James and the Shondells, obviously. Gene Cornish, the Rascals, who gave us that beautiful birthday song a few minutes ago. Thank you guys so
much.
You're
very welcome.
You know,
welcome.
Tommy and I go way back. It was this week, Tommy.
That's right.
1970, where I saw you at the Atlanta Pop Festival performing with all those heavy rock and roll.
Oh, my.
Acts.
You were there? You were
I was there. I was a little kid in high school, man.
I got to tell you something. That was one of the actually most wonderful gigs we ever did. It was actually a larger crowd than Woodstock. Mm-hmm. It was about another 80,000 bigger than Woodstock, and it was at the racetrack then.
Yeah.
And they flew us in by helicopter, and I had the trailer right next to Janis Joplin, and we had this wonderful conversation in the afternoon, and she liked us because I reminded her of her favorite artist, Ricky Nelson.
That's Tommy James speaking.
It's a true story.
And Gene Cornish, the Rascals, big friends with CBS FM for many, many years here in the New York City area.
From the beginning, you know, you just mentioned bigger than Woodstock.
Yes.
You know, and I want to give a shout out to the people at Bethel Wood and also Ira Marlowe, who is negotiating some future Rascal dates, believe it or not.
Very good.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, you know, and I'm not doing a commercial.
That's okay.
I'm so happy to be here with Tommy James and Debbie Davis taking pictures and Carol Ross and you. And wow, and this is amazing.
I mean, when you think about it, you know, through the years, top 40 radio, top 40 music, the hits, Tommy James, the hits. You sold more records than the Beatles in 1968, right?
Well, that's true. We have singles, of course, mm-hmm. not albums.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it's just, you know, we seem to be having a good time, don't we?
And this is what we do here at CBS FM. We relive all these great memories. We play the hits from the top 40 rock and roll era.
You know,
and that's what your music's about.
What you're doing, basically, is playing the soundtrack of our youth. And it keeps us young.
Well, I got to tell you something, guys. It's the soundtrack of my youth, too.
That's right, Sonny.
And we'll do a little Tommy James for you right now on The Rascal. CBS FM.
Children behave.
How can I be sure I'll be sure?
James and Gene Cornish from the Rascals joining us now. CBS FM 40th anniversary. Tommy, what did you just say about that Rascal song?
I said that's one of the greatest records ever made.
Yeah!
And I knew that. You have no idea. When that record came out, we were listening, you know, like we always did.
Yeah.
And that thing came on the air, and I said, what are they into? Because we were playing together all the time.
Yeah.
And when that record just blew me away, still does every time I hear it.
How it does.
Different and unique.
Why, thank you, Tommy.
And you played nice, too.
Hey, real quick, guys, I'm going to put you on the spot. Gene Cornish, favorite Rascal song that you guys did?
You know...
I know it's hard to pick one, but...
The real Rascals is Good Lovin'.
Okay. Tommy, yours?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess I got to say Crystal Blue.
Yes! My favorite. Woo! Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Listen, appreciate the 40th anniversary birthday wish song from
you
guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for stopping by. CBS FM 40th anniversary celebration continues on. Another one of our favorite artists, and of course from the New York City area.
Hi, this is Neil Sedaka wishing CBS FM a happy 40th anniversary.
CBSFM 40th anniversary flashback.
CBSFM 502 with Bobby J, and today we're going to count down the top 20 songs of September 8th, 1958, 33 years ago today on CBSFM. Of course, J.P. Richardson, the big bopper with a bonus hit, Chantilly Lace. And September 8th, 1958 was a Monday. It was fair and pleasant, the high 75. And West Side Story was at the Winter Garden Theater. And a bonus hit was this one from Robert Byrd, Bobby Day. Over and over at 101.1.
Remember your favorite oldies. 1971.
CBS FM.
Number one song in the late spring, summer 1971, about a year before CBS FM came on the air. Three Dog, Joy to the World. It's 1:53. Ron Parker and the festivities continue on here. CBS FM 40th anniversary weekend celebration. Oh, Carl from Palisades Park writes in. This is great. He goes, for my 1960s radio roots with WABC and WMCA on the AM dial, it eventually became like a whole rebirth of everything. Right here on WCBS FM throughout the years, I would have to say I believe I have been fortunate enough to have listened to every DJ over the years. Thanks for writing, Carl. Hey, please call us this weekend. Let us know your thoughts, 1-800-367-1101. You can text us, too, 41011, or email us. We set up a special email address, 40@WCBSFM.com. That's the number, 40@WCBSFM.com. We got more memories coming up in the next few minutes here and all weekend long, 101.1.
Now, another CBS FM 40th anniversary flashback.
All right, this is Don K. Reed for Norman Knight.
Norman Knight.
965. Solid gold right here where all the good songs have gone.
WCBS FM.
CBS FM, Elvis Presley, 1956, and Heartbreak Hotel. You don't want to check in there, not the day before Thanksgiving. Hey, these are the Allman Brothers. It's number 14, Ramblin' Man.
CBS FM remembers 1959.
Number one, 1958 on CBS FM. Yeah, rock and roll heaven's been a little cruel for us this year. We just lost a few weeks ago. Herb Reed, last surviving member there of the Platters. Tron Parker, 113 on CBS FM. Music memories all weekend long and 40-year memories, of course, of CBS FM 101.1. We remember the foundations. Build me up, Buttercup.
Why do you build me up, Buttercup, baby, just to let me die?
Joe DeVivo from Queens. It's the best station I ever listened to in the 40 years that I have been listening to it. Keep up the good work, and I wish you continued success.
Remember, CBS FM.
Checks.com.